USAspending.gov was supposed to be the go-to place for all federal spending, but after a couple of years of operation, it's only about halfway there. The Government Accountability Office finds agencies do a decent job of reporting contract spending, but when it comes to grants and awards, it's another story. Joining us with more is Carol Cha, the Director of Information Technology Acquisition Management Issues at the GAO. Good morning. Thanks for joining us.
Oh, you're welcome. Good morning.
So tell us the chief findings from your latest audit. Looks like the grants and awards not quite up to snuff.
Sure. Well, as you mentioned, you're highlighting our finding on the completeness of the awards being reported. But first, just taking a step back, I just want to mention that, you know, the utility of the website is dependent upon both the completeness and the accuracy of the award data being reported. And that's exactly what my team studied for fiscal year 2012 awards. And when you're talking about the quality differences between the assistance and the contracts data, that gets to the completeness aspect of our study. So on the contract side, yes, agencies are generally reporting the required information. However, on the assistance awards, which would be grants and loans, there were gaps, and we found that there were nearly $619 billion in FY12 assistance awards that were being underreported.
And why?
Well, there were a number of reasons why. Some of the key factors included, you know, a lack of clear guidance from OMB in terms of, you know, what constitutes an exemption and what doesn't. Another key factor was a lack of internal oversight within the agencies. So in many cases, the agencies didn't always have processes in place to ensure that there was proper reporting. And in fact, many agencies were unaware of the underreporting on that nearly $619 billion until we pointed it out. So to their credit, they then took swift actions to make that data available on the website. And then in other cases, there were some technical issues with internal agency systems having compatibility issues with reporting formats.
Well, how clearly has the White House made the procedures to agencies? I mean, it's one thing to say report all this and put it on this website. It's quite another thing to operationalize that when agencies all have different ways of maintaining their own accounting of what they're giving out or handing out in grants and loans. So talk a little bit about that issue. Do they know what to do? And is the White House given them proper, I guess, guidance on how to do it?
Well, OMB does have guidance that's available. However, based on the findings in our report, we identified opportunities where that guidance could be strengthened. And so one requirement that OMB has is for agencies to be able to substantiate all information that is reported on the website. And clearly there were gaps, certainly with some agencies, there was unclear understanding of the requirements. In others, there was just a lack of guidance altogether. And so we recommended that OMB clarify the guidance to address the specific weaknesses we had identified, which would include, for example, to ensure that agencies had descriptive award titles, because that certainly was an issue that we identified. So, for example, you know, by law, agencies are required to ensure that their titles are meaningful and reflective of the purpose of the award itself. And in fact, in many cases, when you looked at the award titles, they were just a string of acronyms that were really only meaningful to the agency and not always reflective.
Imagine that.
Right. And so certainly there's an opportunity for OMB to strengthen their guidance on how agencies should be reporting out the titles of the awards. In addition to that, OMB could also do a better job in terms of providing guidance on how agencies should be substantiating that information that's being reported. You know, in terms of the accuracy piece of our study, we found that, you know, with 95% confidence that there is roughly 2 to 7% of the awards on the site that are fully accurate. And, you know, the information that's being reported, it's comprised of 21 different data elements. So when you slice the awards by data element, there were some that were better than others in terms of consistency with agency source records. So, for example, elements about the award recipient's name, that was generally found to be the most consistent. And on the other side of the spectrum, elements associated with the place of performance, which would include the city and the congressional district in which the award is being performed, those were found to be the least consistent. And then there were 12 other elements in which we just couldn't make a determination one way or the other because the agency source records were either incomplete or inadequate. And again, so OMB can do a better job in terms of providing guidance on how agencies can substantiate that information.
And we should say, with regards to location, I mean, that's one of the easiest ways people can look for data on the website. So to say that that's inaccurate is a big deal to users. And I want to ask you about that in a moment. But first, let me say that we're speaking with Carol Cha. She's Director of Information Technology Acquisition Management Issues at the Government Accountability Office. Carol, how useful is the site?
Well, clearly any effort to use the data on the website will be hampered by these uncertainties about accuracy. Again, roughly 2 to 7% of the data is fully accurate. Though, again, when you start doing vertical slices of the awards by data elements, there are certainly views like the award recipient's name, which are more reliable and useful than others, as we pointed out in the report.
So is it accurate to say that the data is not missing, it's just that it's not verifiable and you can't really use it in the way that USA spending envisioned?
Well, there is data that is missing in terms of the assistance awards. As we pointed out in the report, there was nearly $619 billion worth of assistance awards that were not being reported properly. But
when you say properly, does that mean they're not there at all, or there's something missing from the totality of it?
Right, that either they were not reported at all or they were reported late. But in terms of the accuracy of the information that was on the website itself, there were gaps in terms of, in certain cases, there were data fields that were missing, and yet agencies did have source records. So that also, that would constitute an issue on the accuracy side.
Earlier, you mentioned that there was some confusion over exemptions, and that was perhaps one reason why agencies weren't providing complete data. What are those exemptions?
So, for example, there were a handful of agencies on the contract side that did not report contract information. Again, it was a very small portion, though they were claiming exemptions for various reasons, including, for example, the use of non-appropriated funds, in which by law agencies are not required to report out information on non-appropriated funds. However, OMB's guidance in terms of what constitutes a non-appropriated fund is unclear. In another case, there was an agency, the CIA, that indicated that, well, we would not be providing information on our unclassified awards because information about that could also be could be used in order to identify information about the agency, which they did not want to be disclosed. And so OMB doesn't have clear guidance in terms of what constitutes information that should and should not be included on unclassified awards.
Well, it sounds like everybody's got some work to do. But in the report, you have singled out the Millennium Challenge Corporation, which is highly visible but hardly the biggest granting group in the government. What's with them?
Right. So that was a case where the Millennial Challenge Corporation had an unclear understanding of the requirements. So this was a case where OMB, in fact, had very clear guidance in disclosing and reporting to the website information awards made to foreign governments and foreign recipients. For example, Department of State and USAID also make similar types of grants, and they display information on the website. And so that was a case in which the MCC needed to better understand the existing guidance put out by OMB.
With a lot of these recommendations you're making, I mean, it is a little bit like what we do, where reporters always need good editors. So how easy is it for agencies to make some of these fixes? Not the ones that necessarily need the White House's participation, but the ones that have to deal with language or just pulling the information that they already have and putting it on the site.
Well, again, I think what it boils down to is having proper internal oversight mechanisms in place. And again, as I mentioned, agencies didn't always have those processes to ensure that proper reporting. And it's critical that those internal controls be put in place in order to ensure that the information that's being reported on the website is accurate.
Carol Cha is Director of Information Technology Acquisition Management Issues at the Government Accountability Office. Carol, thank you.
Oh, you're welcome.